this.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, wow. That's right.
Hey. Welcome to Highly Questionable, where Katie Nolan chose today as the day to flex that she is in the Guinness Book of World Records. And there's Mike Golick Jr., who suddenly wants to go to a chicken wing eating contest. That's right.
The record has since been stolen.
Are you excited for the Final Four?
All right. Plus side of the Final Four that we have. We still have a chance to get Gonzaga against Baylor. That would be interesting. That would probably be a great game. They both look great in their Elite Eight games. Cool. We could do that. I am from Houston, so the University of Houston's in this bad boy. All right, that's cool. But just because it's UCLA does not make it cooler that that team is going to the damn Final Four. What was the score in that game? 51-49 or something like that? Do you realize that the shot clock is now 30 seconds and they only put up 51 points in the course of that game? This is like that time Wisconsin went to the Final Four. Not the time they went to the Final Four with Frank Kaminsky and they were good. I'm talking about in the year 2000 when they got in the Final Four and it was so bad that Roy Williams was basically saying, this is not what basketball is supposed to be. Please, somebody stop UCLA, because maybe it'll be good for the ratings because it's Los Angeles if they get into the final game, but it will be dreadful if we actually have to watch them continue to play. But congratulations, UCLA.
Yeah, feeling very good about that one. Welcome to opening up as 13.5 point underdogs in this spot right now, getting all of the respect that I think they deserve right there. And I am excited enough, I think, solely because of Gonzaga at this point. Now, Drew Timmy's trash stash is probably a large portion of that for me. But outside of that, I think seeing what they've become, Bill Connolly pointed this out on Twitter, that we're near the end of the complete transformation from scrappy mid-major to now this team that just jettisoned USC out of the club in their game last night. And to see them get over that mountaintop and now get the credential, like, would this national championship allow them to kind of do an even more souped up version of what Clemson did in college football, go from this team that was kind of trying to work its way in to where these other powerhouse schools are with what they could recruit there, and now get to a spot where going into the season, we'll pay more attention to Gonzaga because of what they accomplished from here on out.
I will just say I could not pay more attention to Gonzaga. I have had Gonzaga winning my bracket for the last 6 or 7 years. It's just been the team I've rode with, and this was finally my year. They were undefeated coming into the tournament. I'm just as excited as you are about them, Gojo. But I do think, Bo, I know that you're the negative dude who's like, we all just want to watch good basketball. But, like, UCLA is a very exciting story. That's a very cool – are we only into those stories in the movies?
Can we not have those in real life? We're talking about the scrappy upstarts from Los Angeles,
yes,
right? A program with no tradition in history whatsoever, finally finding a way.
From Los Angeles are getting it done. No, I just think it's a good story given the fact that, you know, they lost a 5-star point guard. He ended up going to the G League instead of going to UCLA. They lost Chris Smith, right? Tore his ACL. And they've lost a bunch of people. They had a new coach. They were on the bubble last year, right before March Madness. And then obviously March was real madness and we didn't get to play any college basketball. And then this year, Mick Cronin's doing a very good job with this team. He seems like he believes in them. I think they're a feel-good story, even though they're the only one of the Final Four in my bracket that I didn't get right. But to be fair, I said Florida State, so I was way off. But either way, yes, very excited for the tournament, I believe was the question. Thank you very much.
Look, man, this is what's so wild about college basketball now. Gonzaga has been to the tournament every year since, I believe, my sophomore year in college, and I am 40 years old. But the plucky upstart somehow is UCLA. Like, people got the nerve to be disappointed by Gonzaga for not winning a national championship with all those advantages they got out there in Spokane, Washington. They
First
have made a national championship
to
game.
The Final they've, Four.
They've made one of the best. They got one of the best teams that we have ever seen, or at least seen recently this year. And UCLA is getting Cinderella points.
I believe UCLA, you, young suburban boys.
UCLA going from First Four to the Final Four is a reminder that college basketball has the most forgettable regular season on planet Earth.
Do you think yesterday changed Kyle Shanahan's opinion of Mac Jones and Justin Fields?
All right, so Mac Jones and Justin Fields had their pro days on the same day, and Kyle Shanahan decided that Mac Jones's pro day was the one that he needed to see. I mean, all right, Tuscaloosa is lovely that time of year. Now, let's get a look at Mac Jones in his pro day. They said he had a very good pro day, but, I mean, you know what kind of show this is. There we go. It's a overthrow. But maybe the bright side on it is. Oh, that's Kyle Shanahan, yeah. Like, looking at it.
And John Lynch, shout out.
Maybe he was just trying to show everybody that he got such a strong arm that sometimes he actually can overthrow people. Maybe that's it. Now we'll go to Justin Fields' field day.
Field day was perfect. No, I actually loved it.
Okay, let it ride. Let it ride. We go to Justin Fields' pro day where we're going to show him running the 40-yard dash. There he is. He ran it very fast. Robert Griffin is the only quarterback to run a faster 40-yard dash at the combine. We got to compare because there was no combine. There's Justin Fields showing you that arm. Look, man. Justin Fields is bananas physically, and what we're going to find out is whether or not some of that staring down he was doing at Ohio State was a result of the scheme or because it just took him too long to go through things. But if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I am not so arrogant as to believe that I am so good at cooking up plays that I can do it with Mac Jones versus, oh my God, what in the world could I do with this other guy? Like, the only thing that could make me take Jones over Justin Fields is just this belief in myself and that my offense matters more than having the best player that I could possibly have available, because Justin Fields is simply a better player to me.
Look, if we're going to honor the question, me personally, I just feel like pro days and field days, whatever you want to call them, are not as big of a reflection on a player as their college career so much, but that's why I'm not a scout, and that's why I sit here, and that's why I don't usually actually answer the question. So let's focus on Kyle Shanahan's reaction. That face, and maybe I'll say this quietly so as not to disrespect the roommate, but that throw looked a lot like another throw, and Kyle Shanahan's face reflected that he was thinking about that, because it is eerily similar to the pass that had Emmanuel Sanders caught it. The 49ers would have won the Super Bowl, but B, on the negative side, the reason it was good he didn't catch it, coronavirus probably would have spread a lot faster when San Francisco had that parade. So, you know, there's good and bad to both sides, but shout out to Kyle Shanahan wearing a flat brim hat. It is my favorite Kyle Shanahan.
That was definitely the hello darkness, my old friend look right there. Like, very, very Ben Affleck in that moment for Kyle Shanahan. So while he was triggered, I don't know if much changed in the spot, because I think Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers are still really in an information gathering stage right now with all these pro days. He chose Mac Jones, but Justin Fields is going to have another pro day where Kyle Shanahan and more of the 49ers brass are going to be there. And I'm kind of on the side of, we've heard Mel Kiper Jr., Dan Orlovsky say quarterback pro days aren't really a thing we should be putting a ton of stock in this spot. That being said, I already saw yesterday people like the New York Post freaking out over this, talking about, do the Jets have something to think about at 2? This is where Justin Fields should have been all along in the discourse, based on, like Katie said, what he has done as a player. And he's been strangely extruded in this for reasons I can't quite understand. And so if the ends justify the means in this spot, if we need to overreact over this pro day to get Justin Fields where he should have been all along, then I'm here for that. And I'm also here for players starting to script the viral throw into their pro day, because we saw people freak out about it over with Zach Wilson. We're seeing it with Justin Fields now. So kids, use the internet to your advantage here. Make sure you script that one throw that people are going to share online and put a bunch of fire emojis on, because NFL teams are sometimes dumb enough to actually take stock of that.
While we're sending messages to the kids, I just want to say, don't tweet and delete the old ones that were song lyrics. Go ahead, Bo.
Yeah. Now, let me ask a question, right? And you guys let me know if we're going to get in trouble for talking about this here. Because, I mean, maybe this is giving the game away, but there is no intrigue to this draft machine with chalk. There is none whatsoever. Like, the idea that anybody has stock and can go up and down, and all we're doing is talking. Like, we act like we're going to take a vote and decide who's the number two pick. Like, our opinions really matter. Only opinion matters is the one of the Jets, which means they might draft Mike Golick Jr. to play quarterback. It wouldn't be worse than some other things they've done.
Good luck.
Help.
up next on HQ.
Like, I feel like big men need to look down, and if your feet are in that circle, run, Force, run!
Yep, you decide that when you see the circle, not when you see his chest midair in the spot like that. So
important distinction.
And I mean, I understand it's a whole different NBA, but I would not judge one of those big men that if that happened, it suddenly turned into an Arn Anderson spine buster slam. Like, if you're not going to block the shot, you might as well send a message. And that message being, I will hurt you.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Pizza Hut. Order today at pizzahut.com. Do you question if this play from Russell Westbrook is less impressive because of the score?
All right, we are not going to talk about Russell Westbrook and Stephen A. Smith having some beef, but we will talk about the Charlotte Hornets, who, to my surprise, did not have all their games canceled after LaMelo Ball got hurt. Now, Hornets up big here. Russell Westbrook, it's like garbage time.
It's what?
Garbage time.
Got it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is it? Hey, he's still doing this at this age. And Bismack Biyombo, a guy that has been easy to joke on at different points in his career, he's pretty good at this point, at least at protecting the rim.
I like that he pretends. It almost looks like he's like, I wasn't going up for that. He like bailed on it at the last second. Like, we all saw. It's okay.
Like, I feel like big men need to look down. And if your feet are in that circle, run, Force, run!
Yep, you decide that when you see the circle, not when you see his chest midair in the spot like that. So
important distinction.
And I mean, I understand it's a whole different NBA, but I would not judge one of those big men that if that happened, it suddenly turned into an Arn Anderson spine buster slam. Like, if you're not going to block the shot, you might as well send a message. And that message being, I will hurt you.
Totally fine with that in that spot. Why would you mess on Russ for like doing this when he's down 10 in this spot? Like, I had a teammate put it best one time. He scooped and scored on a fumble and somersaulted in the end zone. They asked him about it after the game. He said, people say act like you've been there before. I act like I'm never going back. And from that point on and the rest of my life, I was like, that is the ethos.
Do you question if this should have been treated with more urgency?
I was told that we are going out to low-level college baseball.
Oh,
the Colonial Athletic Association with red stuff everywhere.
That looks like red velvet cake. Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
How did that even happen?
Yeah, that's a good. That's a next level of it. Did they call it EMTs?
I think once they saw him roll over and where he was reaching, they kind of figured this was something that was not going to be an ambulance.
I missed
issue.
It. Yeah. Play it again. Thank
no,
you.
Don't play it again. Why do you want to see it again?
Oh, yep, okay, never mind. There.
Did it bounce up into it, into the undercarriage?
Yep, it kicked up off the ground. Right, and that's the worst is when you get it underneath like that. Mm-hmm. You might actually have to call the EMT now. I stand corrected.
Yeah, I got to say something, though, about the catcher and the batter and the pitcher and everything else. That's an all-hands-on-deck situation, man. Like, I understand that the referee, I mean, the umpires are their own little clicking crew, and they go check on each other. But I can't imagine a circumstance in my life where someone who is not my opponent gets caught in that situation, and I don't extend to them all the empathy that I possibly can. Maybe even if you are the opponent. Instead, these guys are like, not my problem. Your time is going to come. Just you watch.
For clarity, he said all hands on deck. Just want to make sure that's clear.
That's an E.
Mm-hmm.
Up next on HQ.
No, Mark Spears. Don't do that. That's Mark Spears trying to pour water on this. No. Let's get this cracking. I can see it. I can totally see it. And if you can't see it, you haven't seen the Warriors. If you've seen the Warriors, that looked like someplace you want to play for five more years than you have to. Yeah, let's go. I don't care if Steph goes to the Lakers. Let's just make this good and dramatic.
I'm very intrigued. And if you don't see it, you clearly don't work in our job where we definitely need this. Brian Windhorst lobbed this to the timeline on a slow Tuesday and said, thank you. But how can we all not act like there was something there? You all saw the hard eyes on the court.
Tonight on ESPN, Bucks and Lakers.
All right, Bucks Lakers, which does not have LeBron James or Anthony Davis, which is not what my bosses thought they were getting when they picked this game. But anyway, this is Brian Windhorst talking a bit about LeBron James and, you know, when he puts on his general manager hat, what he might be up to.
LeBron thinks there's some doubt. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing this because I know he feels a certain way about Steph because I watched it.
The doubt about what? What do you mean?
That you think LeBron thinks he may leave?
LeBron started recruiting him at the All-Star break.
Yeah, look, Steph is not going to leave. He's not right now. He's okay. Not going to leave.
Fine.
I mean, but LeBron recruits everybody, right? So
fine. He gets a lot of guys too. I'm just saying, Steph is eligible for a contract extension.
Hear it too.
Just to be clear,
it's not happening.
Just to be clear, Steph is eligible for a contract extension this summer. And LeBron started recruiting him an All-Star break.
Yeah, but he might be playing for somebody else once the next contract's done.
Listen, man, I'm not denying. I'm just stating.
He's still going to be with the Lakers. He might play the New Yorker school all the time.
The point is well taken. I understand where you're going, B. But Steph's not going anywhere.
No, Mark Spears, don't do that. That's Mark Spears trying to pour water on this. No. Let's get this cracking. I can see it. I can totally see it. And if you can't see it, you haven't seen the Warriors. If you've seen the Warriors, that looked like someplace you want to play for five more years than you have to. Let's go. I don't care if Steph goes to the Lakers. Let's just make this good and dramatic. Mike, are you intrigued?
I'm very intrigued. And if you don't see it, you clearly don't work in our job where we definitely need this. Brian Windhorst lobbed this to the timeline on a slow Tuesday and said, thank you. But how can we all not act like there was something there? You all saw the hard eyes on the court during that one. And you saw LeBron James speak in his tried and true love language. Really long hashtags, like real extra long dads who don't understand Twitter stuff. Hashtag greatest shooter of all time. Hashtag, and this is one hashtag, changed how the game is played by himself alone.
I mean,
hashtag respect beyond words. Hashtag just some kids born in Akron. Like, LeBron is out here trying to get Steph to openly claim Akron in a way that we all know is in no way true through hashtags. That's how bad he wants this.
Katie.
Look what I found.
Oh, wow.
Throwback.
CC, I'm very intrigued. Clearly all of my office stuff was mailed to me. It's probably not going to happen. And I'm not saying that Wendy is making it up in any way. I believe that LeBron started recruiting him the same way that if Ryan Reynolds ever becomes a free agent, I will start actively recruiting him. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean we're going to get him, but I will try because that is my commitment to greatness. You have to go after the thing you want. But I would say Steve Kerr would be... It would be very detrimental if he found out that that's what's going to happen, considering the way that he's been saying that they're keeping Steph healthy for the long term.
Well, what if you heard that Ryan Reynolds wasn't winning at home like he used to and would like to get back on a winning team?
I would say we should talk numbers. Nice. Yeah. Call him.
Tonight. Also on ESPN, ooh. Mavericks and Celtics.
All right, you ever have one of them times where you're in a city that's not where you live and you're in a different time zone and you look at your watch or a clock and you're like, oh my God, and you panic because you think that you're late, but it actually turns out you're 2 hours behind? Here's Marcus Smart on a jump ball where there are 0.4 seconds left on the shot clock for the other team.
Pels can't catch it and shoot anyway.
He didn't have to do that. If the Pelicans had gotten it, they would have had to do that. Yeah.
Not great.
Kemba trying to be gentle there with him.
I was going to say, how do you explain to your professional basketball playing teammate how basketball works? I feel like that's a very hard conversation to have.
Also, how do you explain it to the dude on your team who probably likes to fight more than anybody else? Go, you have intriguement about Mavericks Celtics?
I have some intriguement here. More so, I would have loved the camera somewhere. I don't know where he is right now, but on J.R. Smith sitting up in his home going, see, I told you guys it was way harder than you make it out to be.
Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. It's the Celtics. And, you know, Evan Fournier is going to be a superstar. They're gonna make a real run here, the Celtics.
I just want Evan Fournier to get a Boston accent tacked on to the French accent so I can just hear what the hell that sound like.
I think we have to pronounce all of the R's just to make it stand out, just to make it different. Fournier.
Did Patrice Bergeron get one of those? Didn't he used to play for them?
Yeah, he still does.
Oh, there we go.
Look at you.
By the way, Katie said Fournier. Fournier.
Yes. Yep. Yes. All right, that is our show. Check out Katie on Sports. It's a podcast with a question mark. Mike Golic Jr. and Chiney and Golic, 4 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Listen to The Right Time of Bomani Jones.
You're so good at that.